I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're on Team Human, Conscious Intervention in the Machine. This is a preview of this week's bonus content, a conversation with the Yes Men, recorded for my show The Media Squat on WFMU back in 2009. Team Human patrons can hear the whole thing on Patreon or by subscribing to the Team Human team feed.
We had set up a site at dowchemical.com. A couple of years before, at the suggestion of a friend of ours who worked for Greenpeace, and he thought, well, we should try to use our talents to make some kind of a big splash around the Bhopal disaster and get Dow to take responsibility for it, as they should, because Dow bought Union Carbide and has always accepted their wealth that they bought and their assets, but didn't accept their liabilities in India. So we set up a fake website for Dow, got a little bit of attention around it, a few articles, and did a couple little pranks, and got some attention. And then because of that attention, because it was in search engines at that point, 2 years later, when it was the 20th anniversary of the Bhopal catastrophe, the BBC, searching on Dow, found our site and accidentally invited us instead of Dow to speak on the BBC. So that's one of the things. A month after that, we got ourselves accidentally invited via the same website to a banking conference in London, which was pretty amazing because the BBC obviously is in London, and we thought we were surely curtains in the UK media, but suddenly we got this invitation from a banking conference, and then we deployed a golden skeleton to show, we talked about how Dow was had developed an acceptable risk calculator to let businesses decide what risk is acceptable when launching a product or developing a technology like the one that was being developed in the factory in Bhopal. And basically the calculator says, well, as long as you make a lot of money, nothing else really matters. You put in the number of people you'll kill and the amount of money you'll make, and generally the amount of money easily outweighs the number of people you'll kill. And we describe this calculator, and we unveil a golden skeleton in a puff of smoke to show what we mean, and the bankers basically just applaud. And then there's, we kind of move on in the film to the issue of climate change by asking, like, well, okay, so a company can make an acceptable risk judgment and kill 20,000 people in Bhopal, and that's kind of just standard practice and standard thinking. How far can that go? How big can this sort of attitude get and in its effects? And the answer is the destruction of the planet. So And all this while, the narrators of the film are not hidden, but the kind of almost narrators of the film are these right-wing ideologues from free market think tanks who tell us why the free market's a good idea. Anyhow, we end up impersonating Exxon and going to a big oil conference in Calgary where we say that basically Exxon's solution to climate change is to turn all the millions and maybe billions of victims of climate change into fuel.
Right, Soylent oil, right.
Soylent people. And yeah, that's like at a luncheon with all these oil people who have paid $50 a head to attend.
Now, why didn't they figure it out, and then why don't they the cops come and throw you in jail?
The cops did come. The organizers, you know, they realized at a certain point that something was really amiss. And it wasn't actually so much our presentation as the fact that one of the people in the audience recognized us from the first movie, and she texted the conference organizers. That's not in the movie, but that's what happened.
Right.
And so the conference organizers come up, hustle us off the stage, take us to a holding cell, and
where? In
the
police. In the hotel? And that's your sneak peek of this conversation. If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as other conversations from the vault with friends like Harvey Pekar, Terrence McKenna, Joanna Harcourt Smith, Timothy Leary, Paul Krasner, and even one with Senator Joe Biden, you can join Team Human by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. In addition to full access to this bonus content, you'll be invited to live events, our Discord channel, and our new Team Human Spatial Audio Lounge. See you soon.